told you. I told y'all never. Whoa.
To this one might actually be Lord is me again. God is me again.
How many laps up have we been?
I'll do one line of prayer.
No, please lead us.
Love it.
I know this nigga has bare things.
I haven't written down a single thing.
Is it?
Not one.
I've written down my new podcast resolutions. I'm not forgetting the thing again.
The what?
I'm not forgetting the intro again.
I mean, that was our brand, though, low key.
Oh, I said forget the intro.
Nah, intros
are going. I used to always be flogging
you guys. They're going to be prompt and thingy.
Well, thank God for that.
I'm going to stop talking over you guys. I might start taking elocution lessons so that I actually like...
What's wrong with this guy? What is wrong with this guy?
You know what's funny? It's because I said elocution, yeah, and I didn't say it well enough. And this... These bastards...
But we knew.
Yeah, but the thing is, if I can't say elocution, it means I do need elocution lessons.
You keep saying elocution.
How'd you say it? That is how you say it.
Elocution.
E-L-O-C-U-A.
Is it elocution?
It's for you to be an eloquent speaker. I'm pretty sure it's because elocution lessons.
Q, not C. What's the focus?
Yeah.
Eloquency lessons.
Oh, you're right.
Elocution.
Elocution lessons.
Elocution.
Let me see how to
professor.
I'm better read than the most of you. Please do not speak to me. Like next time, go and read more books.
That's an educated brother.
Honestly,
right, I'm talking rubbish, man.
Wow.
I just feel triggered because what this nigga did to me is what they done to me all of my sick form years.
That's not how you say it.
Like, he's a PTSD.
He was serious PTSD. They used to start like that's how he used to start.
That's Nicole Lasso on a bag in the face.
Bro. Man, I let her to speak quote unquote properly. By force.
Your school days were crazy. You'd be reading out loud. You'd be reading the story.
You were star one time.
You just had one person
star
go.
Star one time.
Oh my God, it's crazy. Because you know they're hearing it. The worst ones are the ones, people that load it up. Like, they'll be like, oh yeah, you think you're safe. Next thing you know, 10 minutes later, all right, allocation. Ah.
They let you read the whole thing.
You thought you were safe.
Let me tell you what's bad.
The get back's always worse. Go on.
You do it. They do it one time. Now your heart's racing, but you have to read the rest of it. And then now it's a snowball effect. And Lenny said,
nah. From when he said off mice and me, you know that this happened for real. It's crazy how
not me though.
Okay.
It's crazy,
it's crazy how you could read until it's time to read in front of the class or read in the class.
And then suddenly all your skills, they go out the window.
Ignorance.
Bear pressure.
Ignorance is bliss, you know. Let me make you laugh, yeah. So obviously I came in year 10. Year 10, if everyone listening, I came into the country as a 15-year-old, started in year 10. But we lived in that white village, and basically lived in a village off of Cambridge. And then so year 10 is when you do off mice and men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They gave me maybe like, no, we came at the back end of first term. So came in November. So by like Jan, I think we might have started of mice and men. And the teacher probably gave me like 2-3 weeks and they started having me read in the class. Now, obviously that's enough time for me to have kind of gauged, you know,
getting
the accent. And the thing is, I could read, but there would be words that I would say, and everyone would just be like, that's not how they say the word. Funniest thing is like, but the thing is, because they're all white, I am expected really, and I've just come from Africa, I'm expected not to
know.
The most vim I got was from when I moved to Upington. Oh, the niggas were not kind.
We're not actually nice to each other, for real.
Not even in the slightest bit.
If you think retrospectively, anyone that make jest of your situations, yeah, they were probably always the same color as you. So people that make fun of you in class about like your stuttering,
yeah,
it was probably another brother that was doing that to you. So
more often,
yeah.
More
yeah.
often than not,
say like a minute, bro. Stop stuttering, man.
Stop stuttering.
Like sound your words. Like say it
Miss,
out.
You can't even read, you know.
It's like talk. Why are you not talking?
Why not talking?
Why not talking? Speak. bro. Man, we be hard on ourselves. We be crazy on ourselves. I learned to talk though, except to say elocution. Well, except I did say it right. Yeah. Or some uneducated brothers tried to get a man. He'd be your brothers for real.
He'd be your brothers for real. It depends. You ever eaten pizza?
No.
Pepperoni, yeah.
Yeah, go on.
No, because you don't eat pork. Me, I was about to bacon up my shit, but...
I can't eat pepperoni.
Whoa. Oh, you can't eat pepperoni
I
ever?
I can't eat pepperoni either.
So what pizza do you normally have?
Anything but pork pepperoni.
Yeah, so bad meat vibes feces, pizza. Though, like,
you can do meat feces, but you just have to take out the pork.
Pause.
Why is that pause?
Why are you talking about eating meat? A feast of meat.
I was going to say teriyaki chicken. What's that chicken that they have there? Tandoori. What are you ordering? Domino?
I don't know, Paul, talking about different meat.
Guys, don't worry. I mean, they know us well enough to know, like...
Do they? We've been away for a while now.
Niggas say, okay, my change, man.
We've been away for a while now.
I mean, that will soon be...
Texas barbecue?
Yeah, Texas barbecue.
Sorry.
What's that having there?
As you saying, Kola, we've been away for how many months now?
You gotta do that.
No, we have to do it. We have to announce the listeners. We have to let them know we're back. Why
I'm
we're
take
back.
This out, yeah.
True.
Yeah, go on.
Maybe you can swap it. All right, we're sorry, guys. Let me bring back something. How was your day, guys?
Yo.
How was your day?
Yo. Oh gosh, we're doing that again. It's like we're really back.
How was your day?
That was busy, man. Like, after the pod, definitely turn on the laptop and doing another 3-4 hour shift.
Damn.
It's long.
Damn, I'm sorry.
Yeah, man.
I can't relate, though.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, bro. I don't know if I could do that. Work got to be done.
Work got to be done, bro.
Job's not finished.
Job's never done. What about you, like, yesterday?
It was calm, and I just saw a lot of family. Obviously, today was A-level results day for...
Oh, shit.
So happy that, I don't have to remember that.
I went to see my cousins, man. The stress that they go through, yeah, it's so interesting, like seeing like how like they deal with that stress at that time, and then I'm always reminiscent of like how I was at that time.
But A-levels are the worst time of anyone's life.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Objectively, that's an objective truth. It's the worst time of anyone's life.
It's just awful, isn't it? But just the amount of pressure that you feel, it's so interesting to see like from the other side. I say this as though like I'm treating my cousin as a case study, but obviously just seeing his reactions to it, I was like, damn, this shit was like,
this shit's hard, like, this shit
like you
this really shit be fucking you up
really affects your life. And obviously like in the grand scheme, what's that guy, that jarving guy on Twitter that every year he says, oh, don't worry if you failed your A-levels,
what's his name?
I have a yacht and whatever. Do you
Jeremy
Clarkson.
Jeremy Clarkson.
He's so jarring. Every year he does that, oh yeah, don't worry if you failed, I failed,
I got two U's and I'm still where.
All that's air, I mean, innit? Because it's all about perspective and where you currently are in life, innit?
Good old Jezza.
Obviously, it is interesting to see just how much stress that puts you in at that point in your life. And then obviously, you know, a couple of years later, you can, I don't say it doesn't mean anything at all, because it certainly does, especially at that time that you are. But just, you know, how much you can grow past it.
I mean, I would say it definitely has like a knock-on effect to the other
area,
like later on down your life. Like people won't actively ask you, I mean, well, I don't know about how everyone else is, but people won't actively ask you about your A-levels at our stage of life.
Yeah.
But your A-levels affect what uni you go to. Your uni certainly affects both what kind of, what grade you get. Obviously, this is a massive generalization, and your uni name also affects like your prospects later on in life. It's just a life fact. So it doesn't necessarily have direct consequences to your adult life, but it definitely has indirect ones.
Yeah. But anyway, that was my dish. I was just with the young man, seeing him, helping him out. Well, I wasn't even with him for too long, but just there. That was probably the most interesting thing of my day. Oh, it's not too bad. How was your day, Mr.
Oh.
Mr. Lawyer?
Oh. How was my day? My day was all right. My day was long. I logged off at, what time did I get here? I got here like 7:15, something like that. I probably logged off at like 6:45. Thank God. Because the fear was I wasn't going to make it.
Swear.
I mean, that's why we booked this late as well.
Oh, good point.
The fear was I wasn't going to make it. And I was skeptical too, but like the day worked out. No, for real. The day worked out that it was calm. And not best in case, but yeah, it was a good day. You have to be grateful for every day, Sean.
A beer.
Yeah, right.
It feels weird putting after a while, you know?
Factual.
That it feels weird being here after.
You know when you haven't seen your friend in a while and
like,
you have your initial conversation, but like, oh, what's next?
Yeah, trust in it. Like, you've caught up and you've asked them those mandatory
questions. Yeah, the mandatory questions. All right, what's next?
What's happened over the last few months after we've been away from the pod that we want to update listeners on?
I think we last podded in April. April.
That's generous.
You
know
what's interesting as well, yeah? Like, obviously, being away, it makes you realize how much more people listen to us than you realize. So, like, I remember, like, I had people messaging me. joking. It's coming eventually. But, like, it was people that I didn't realize listened to us. And I was like, oh, like, it was bare touching. But that's one thing that I found that I found interesting. Obviously, what's that thing of that, about like missing people when they're gone.
Mm.
Like, you know that saying?
Mm. Absence makes the heart
grow fonder. Yeah, absence makes the heart grow fonder. So I was like, so that was also a good realization as well. But yeah, any updates since we've been away, guys?
First of all, are you sure it was April since we last spotted? Was it April? Because I thought it was earlier.
You thought it was earlier?
Yeah.
Was it before April?
Because it might have been, yeah. Bless you, bro.
That's possible.
Yeah, I think we've been out for a bit, like for a minute. I think by June, we were still saying, oh, we've been 2 months out.
You think so?
I think so, yeah.
I mean.
So it might have been March.
Yeah, because we only done, like we're 10 episodes in, and that was across about 12 weeks, I believe. So yeah, March.
No, and yeah, I guess end of March.
Then. That would make sense anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Still lines up.
Yeah. I hope you missed us.
Yeah.
We missed you.
We missed you guys. We're back. Yo, sorry. Be nice to listeners. We missed them.
No, we miss you still.
Colo, you're not going to tell our listeners that you missed them?
Oh, yeah, I definitely missed the listeners. Sorry. Yeah, 100%.
Suzo looks different as well, actually. He's nice.
I know.
Interior decorated.
Yeah, giving homely and whatnot. You know what I'm saying?
We have new
even the rug. The rug, like, you don't feel like you can step on it, to be honest. Suzo.
Yeah, I feel like, am I meant to take my shoes off?
No, am I actually meant to take my shoes off?
I was thinking, well, he didn't tell us to, so.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking,
and then
a couple more pillows on this couch.
Yeah, and then
it's funny, we all slipped into our routine, so we all went to our spots.
Yeah, I know, quite naturally, yeah. Right. And then there's definitely more lights, it feels.
Yeah.
So, production's gone up, I guess.
Jeez, let me see. Oh, you know that means, guys, rent's going up.
Yeah. I knew at Jabby as well. Yeah, that's what's coming.
Where's Bangs?
That charge gonna hit harder.
Boy. Start telling boss about cost of living.
Cost of living.
Yeah. Well, so what we're doing? Life update.
Yeah, life update. Yeah. I think that's what we're doing.
Yeah. Wants to go first.
Well, I think she wants to go first.
I said Bugsy, not yet.
I didn't hear you say that. But you have the biggest laugh.
I'm African. I don't know what I mean.
I was going to say, what's the Jesus alternative? Never mind.
This boy's silly.
I didn't actually hear what you
said. So I was being dumb. Life update. I mean, biggest update is I've changed my place of employment.
Nice.
Hello, Ashon. Yeah, that's the biggest update. That's the biggest adjustment. And I would say that's probably a large reason why we haven't podded in such a long time.
True.
I thought you come to defend me. You said true.
Large of a reason?
Well, go on, continue.
No, because I thought you just said it's a contribution, really.
It's a contribution. It's a large contribution. That's why we haven't podded so much. Different pace, different game completely. But yeah, but we thank God regardless, onwards and upwards. Everything else is still kind of the same. We're still doing gold.
True.
We're still pushing that. And again, onwards and upwards. That's it.
September 2nd.
If you know, you know, Sha.
Days in the nude.
No. Days in the nude.
If you don't know,
if you don't know, go on our Instagram. Go on Instagram. It's there.
Come on.
But yeah, so I think heavy focus, and I think heavy focus on that from everyone, to be honest with you. In trying to build our brand as much as we can.
True.
Personally, well, that's it, kind of. That's like the main update. I'm still the same cranky old man.
You've been away, bro. Have you traveled?
Oh, shit.
True.
I haven't traveled enough, bro.
There's no such thing for you, though.
Yeah. I haven't traveled enough.
Well, no, for geo standards, you certainly haven't.
I haven't traveled enough. I went to the Dominican Republic. Let me, even going to the Dominican Republic here, like when you really like travel,
mm-hmm.
You kind of see like the different ways of life. It's, mm-hmm. it's kind of insane. So I went to DR, and obviously I went to Punta Cana.
Punta Cana.
Which is a tourist area. But just the way of life is different. I don't know. It felt like a weekend every day. Obviously, I was on holiday. So, but like, for the locals, looking at the locals, it kind of just felt like a weekend, like every single day. I don't know how to explain it. It had like a, I don't know. Maybe it's not corporate or capitalism kicking ass to as big of a degree as it does here. But I don't know. There was a certain freeness that I felt like everyone had out there that I haven't really seen or experienced before. But yeah, Punta Cana was lit.
Lovely.
Yeah. I know you.
Life update for me. I'm trying to think. So much has really gone on, you know, like in the last few months. Still working full-time as a physio. Currently injured myself as a physio, so the amount of jokes I get over that, you can imagine. I don't think much else has been happening outside of that. To be fair, yeah, like, you know when, like, you're off work, like, being off work and being off work for holiday is two completely different things. So, like, this time that I've been off work and I haven't been able to, like, it's not been a holiday, it's been almost, like, stressful, which has been weird. I'd say that's one thing, which has been, like, what the fuck? So I've spent a lot of time just, like, laying in bed and being inactive. That's probably just been that's probably the biggest update in my life the last few months. Just inactivity, not being able to do anything. Oh my God, it is torturous for the man. Yeah. Like, because then you feel so limited. It was only the last few days where I've kind of been like, oh, okay. Like, I've started looking at a few more stuff, like career-wise, and like mentally stimulating myself a bit more. But yeah, I said, like, yeah. Honestly, yeah, not being able to just do anything and move physically. Oh God, torture. Especially if you're somebody that actually does stuff.
That's, I think that's what I was waiting for you to land there.
That's the main reason.
Because it's you, nigga. You don't stay in one place like this in Nigeria.
Yeah. Like when I, just funny, yeah, like I like a good relaxation and sleep in bed as much as possible. But whenever I think about, like, and maybe this is just like adulting 101, yeah, but you know, whenever like you plan like your days off, yeah, like they always involve doing something.
Yeah.
Or at least for me, anyway, like, my days off, like when I'm planning all my free time off, it very rarely involves laying in bed chilling. Like, it was just like, oh, go do this and go gym and this time in the morning and go play ball at this time and go do this, this. And now I've just been limited because I've literally been able to do nothing but stay in bed. And that has been torture. Like, I'm looking at my steps and I'm seeing like 700 steps in a day.
Damn.
And I'm like, that's insane.
You are injured.
For sure. But yeah, apart from that, I don't think there's been much else to update, you know, these last few months, really. Like, I've missed podcasting a lot, to be fair,
because
there's a certain routine and a habit that you get, and then not being able to podcast, it's felt weird. And you know what's funny, actually, being away from podcasts, I didn't realize, and to be fair, it's kind of like obvious when I think about it now, but it wasn't obvious at the time, but it almost made me like tap out of listening to other podcasts. So I kind of stopped a lot of the habits that I had, which were linked to podcasting.
Being in that world is very, encourages you a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it can get immersive, innit? Like, especially when like you put yourself into it. So like, I stopped listening to podcasts as much. I stopped having like mini podcasts in my head because I'd hear topics and I'd make notes and write stuff down and, you know, being away from the studio, like, it's good to be back, right, isn't it? But I just, honestly, like, I don't want to say, like, a lot stopped happening, but, like, I think things became just very routine the last few months. But to be fair, that's not solely down to podcasting anyway. Like, that's just podcast is just one factor in it, but yeah.
No, I see what you're saying, though. Like, I feel like there's one part of my life that just got shut down since I didn't podcast. Like, I definitely. Because I enjoy a lot of podcasts. I bang out podcasts, though. Initially, I couldn't because I was like, oh, I'm not on job, so I don't want this other people being on job.
yeah, but then, that's the hater.
Yeah, that's the hateration in there. Yeah. But
I love that. I can stand that. But,
where I did nothing about it, I had to grow up and just listen to podcasts I enjoy anyways. And it's a good mode of learning for me. So yeah, been banging him off. Life update for Collar. What has changed? My God. I'm not to do proper one because you guys, life update was best semester for me. Last April, May, June, you have to say nothing happened.
We are live, Chef. That's all
right. Well, no, thank God. So in that time, I think I done a mini break. Break went Wales.
Jeez, oh yeah.
In that period, for a few days. Lovely time off, much needed. Way too many emails when I got back. And I took my laptop as well, but I didn't actually do anything the second day. Like when we landed, when I got there, I think I spent maybe like hour just finishing some reports that I had to go that day. And then I didn't touch it again. So done a little mini break, which was lovely. I think that was April. In May, one major thing happened in April. Not much. When was Black Sea?
The start of April.
Yeah, so yeah, Black Sea. April 8th. Black Sea gold ends that Come we all on. Do. Black Sea.
Showed it. Brunch. Yeah. Should have been there if you weren't there, guys.
Basically. Second event of the year. So that did go off. So that was April. So May was when I went away. June. I feel like something bad happened in June, but I can't remember.
Oh, bad.
I think June, I was just busy with work, man. I think I was just super busy with work from what I remember. Summer days was July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Next good party again went off. Yeah, when I think about it now, my adult life is not that brilliant. Not a lot happens. It's just a lot of, yeah.
Oh, Saltbox football tournament.
Oh,
when
please.
Was that?
Oh, okay.
Really, Julie, I shouldn't be too eager to even say that. But we had a stinker.
That was something I'd...
When I say a stinker, we had a stinker.
So yeah, before we left, you'd heard us say that we're going invited to the Saltbox six-a-side tournament. And then we showed up having not played.
Pull up tournament, but not even Saltbox, yeah.
Sorry, yeah, pull up, not Saltbox. Yeah. Sorry, correction, pull up.
I even realized
that. That's very, very incorrect, yeah. Having not played any kind of five-a-side football, like together, that's just me and Dave I'm talking about. Gio was excluded from this because he had no interest whatsoever. Not even supporting us morally on the day.
Honestly.
In spirit.
But it is God that judges.
Honestly. It's God.
I was predisposed that you came.
It is God that judges.
But after scraping and just managing to get people only on the day, because even on the day, we're still confirming numbers.
It was chaotic.
We proceeded to go and get ourselves royally thrashed.
We proceeded to embarrass ourselves.
Tournament that was videoed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There is video
the participation.
It definitely isn't. Okay.
It is not.
I'm glad you. I agree. I just wanted to.
Well, yeah, but like, do you know what? Like, that was the first bit of football I've played since I got a second injury after the first injury, like maybe 2 years ago. So that was good for me. Off of that, I think I started running actively again. I started and stopped running many times now, but yeah, I started again.
Really,
we'll see.
I see. Think he'd be doing that a lot. Flesh there.
Yeah. She's active, actually. For context, Flash is my little sister. My younger sister. But yeah, so yeah, we had that tournament. When was that? What, July? That was in July?
June. End of June.
Oh, so it was end of June. So yeah, that happened. We came, yeah.
Yeah.
did not do well. But you know,
no, in any means,
but I played football and I don't play football in ages.
We played football with our friends.
Yeah, with our friends. Yeah.
That's what for us. It was a link up with our friends.
Yeah, nice day out.
That, yeah, but,
nice day out.
Maybe not a nice day out, but a day out.
Yeah,
a day out.
Day out.
A day out.
And then July was Dave's birthday.
True.
Gio was in Punta Cana. The days around.
I'll never forgive them. I looked at my snap.
Yeah. You would never forgive who?
I'll never. I looked at my
Ala
snap.
Corey. What do you mean you never forgive who?
I don't know. Let me finish my story.
This nigga was in the Dominican Republic.
I looked at my Snapchat suffering. I looked at my
Snapchat.
No,
you weren't.
I looked
at my. You couldn't have been suffering.
Was it Snapchat or Instagram? Not I can't remember. I looked at one of them anyway.
D&D on Instagram.
Do you want us to pull up your stuff, bro?
I looked on one social media and I just saw Hennessy, mixer Hennessy.
Oh.
How many bottles?
I just know what they
between the two of you, how many bottles?
That's enjoying, man. It was
life is for the living.
Hennessy, sparkler.
It was Bruce. It was Bruce's birthday, man. Had to come out.
Thank you, appreciate you, color.
We enjoyed that night. And then we called you like your girlfriend and tell you how much we missed you.
Yeah, honestly, I told you you're never allowed to leave without us again.
There would be fucking hell to pay if you didn't, mate.
We told you you're never allowed to leave without us again.
I've learned my lesson.
Yeah. And then, so that happened. What was happening in July? I don't know.
That'd be better this than I am, shit.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see what like major events, like what's changed in my life in that period. I don't know. I remember at the start of this year on the pod, I said one of the things I want to do is be close to God. Like, I can't tell you that I'm close to God, but I go to church more regularly. So thank God for that.
Same. No.
Do you know? Same. That's interesting.
I can't tell you that I'm close. I said I was going to do a half year review. I can't. Review of like my closest to God. Well, I can say that I'm closest to God.
I was about to say, what's your definition of closest to God?
I wouldn't say I'm as close as I want. Oh, like just, you know, abiding in the ways of Christ. Like stop laughing too that hard. Don't even start.
No, like, I'm not.
like someone that believes in the way of God, you know?
I hear it.
Actually live in genuine communion with God because this life is hard. Not just because life is hard, just have an actual relationship with God because it's important. But
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
So yeah, man, that's my life up there. I don't know if I've missed something. I don't even know.
I don't think so. We'll be in August.
Yeah, we're in August now.
The year's fucking sorry. I'm so sorry. The year's flying by as well, though. I think because I'm tired. But the year's flying by.
It's going.
Like we're almost on the ninth month for the year. That's kind of insane,
bro.
Like summer holiday has come and gone.
Brr. That's crazy. In other news, a few things have been happening that I know that we can basically go into. I basically forgot today because I was going to ask people on my close friends for dilemmas so we can start on a very entertaining note. However, I know that mad things have been happening anyways. You guys are on Twitter, you know?
What mad things?
I know that there'll be a few controversies that you can bring up and sort of like, you know... You know, give us your ones and twos about. I know it was last.
Benga, please come and lower this Zizi.
It's last week. They was talking about the things that count as a body count and that.
Do you know how?
Twitter is so funny.
Do you know how funny? No, let me tell you. If women are one thing, women are funny. Let me tell you that now.
Twitter is so funny when you want it to be funny. Basically, actually,
yeah. Like, you have to take it with a pinch of salt. Yeah. You have to be there for the
I heard that
entertainment value.
Yeah, yeah.
Colin, we're at the halfway point, by the way.
All right, cool.
Like, just to
cool. We'll quickly go into this and then, so we got 10 minutes. I went to before you. Explain the premise for me.
Let me
really.
Go find a tweet.
I'm about to say,
explain the premise for me.
So a lovely lady, I can't remember which lady, but a lovely lady basically came up on Twitter and made a general tweet about how body counts are not necessarily calculated by just the bodies you catch, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's other things that go into the calculation of how many bodies a man possesses.
Mm-hmm.
Now, people then proceeded to chime in through quote tweets and stuff. It's not even quote tweet anymore. Sorry. What is it?
Reposts.
But yeah, people proceed
what?
To...
What? That's the name of the app now?
Oh, no, 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 it's called Tweets. It's just reposts as well. Instead of retweets.
No, the actual app in itself is not even Twitter.
Oh, sorry, you're right. Sorry, yeah.
It's called Twitter. There's always, yeah. It's actually Twitter. But yeah, what do you call it? People quote tweeted, et cetera, et cetera. What they think counts as a body, and the quote tweets and replies were bloody funny. If you're in tune with like parties and stuff, I saw someone tweet going to Reese's Paris as a body.
That's funny.
And I was cracking up.
That is funny.
Obviously, everything was said in jest.
Yeah.
I mean,
there would have been one bastard that took it too far.
Of course. Oh, there's always one.
I found so many of those.
I'm trying to
funny.
Find it. Did you find it?
Yeah. I'll be sent to a group chat. I found so many of them hilarious.
It was funny. I was busting. I can't lie.
To be fair, that's one of the funny things on Twitter, actually. Whenever they hit this cancels a body, like you'd be seeing something. Do you remember that Drewski meme when it was like, oh, the guy hugged his girl and said, oh, you got a good one?
That's two bodies.
Maybe three.
Imagine. Should never tell you.
A man should never ever tell
you. If they're prescribing to you that you got
that
a, good,
you got
one,
a good one,
lose that
how
one.
How do you know? What's so good about?
What is so good about? I've said this before, but honestly,
what is so good about?
Me,
I don't even like her that much. So.
Now we're just managing that here. Like, what do you mean? She's
you
a good
mean?
One.
Nah,
come outside, bro.
Therefore, buddy.
What are you doing here?
Some of my favorite ones. Yeah, was this is one of the ones I found hilarious. She said, "Breathing in the same air as another woman. That's a body. Hold your breath at all times."
That's funny.
She went. Somebody went. Yeah. How would this topic better the black community?
I mean, we've come together in unison for the collective comedy.
For some jest.
God.
Yeah. Some of these were obvious bodies. Like somebody said, making a playlist for a girl, 3 bodies per song. It's like, yeah, nigga, you in love with her.
Yeah, that's
you in love.
That's
what
bodies
sure.
per song.
That's what
yeah. Not knowing that he just recycles that playlist.
Yo.
He renames it per babe.
You
lot are giving free game.
Yeah.
He renames it per babe. Change it to a favorite angel number. Let me stop.
Wait. Whoa, that was mad specific.
We know.
That's a body.
Yeah, that's a body. That's actually a body.
That's actually a body.
I mean, I saw it somewhere.
That's a body. Nah, honestly, that's one of the funniest quote tweet threads I've seen in a while.
No, for real.
There's so many funny ones. She went, letting another babe go with you to run errands, defo body. Yeah.
That I can see that though. There's some that you have to be like, I understand the perspective small.
Yeah, defo.
It's a body.
It's a body.
It's defo body. I'm trying to find other funny ones. What was that? Calling her twin. Yep. Body, hair.
Twin, work wife.
What's that?
Did you see
whoa,
that?
Work wife is...
No. Twin or
work wife is more than the body.
Work wife is 7 bodies.
7.
7's even light, bro. 7's actually
20
very
bodies.
Did you see that video? I think, did you drop in the group chat?
Which one?
There was a video of this guy, like the work wife.
Oh, skit. I've seen that skit. Oh my God.
Which one?
Oh.
I think I know what you're talking about. And he actually has a babe at home and then he's bad mouthing.
He fed that girl.
Yeah, he fed her food.
Your babe, mate.
I don't know why you let him talk to you like that.
Do you know there's the evilness that you have to have to feed your work wife?
I'm telling you that work wife, it's a real thing.
Yeah,
like,
real
that should really be happening.
Like, only belongs to the black community though. But yeah, it's a real thing still.
Don't do that.
I think it only belongs to the black community.
Don't do that.
Have you heard white people say
black people?
They don't call it the same thing.
Yeah, that's the same.
We have different terms.
Yeah.
What's
their term?
That's who Dave gets with every time we go out to drinks.
They just be falling in love with each other.
Yeah. I heard that this partner left his wife for her.
My apologies. You're very right. But yeah. We're the only one that, what do you call it, explains that as work wife.
Because we're funny.
We're funny as well.
Because we're hilarious.
We're funny as well. I mean, everyone has that person that they're close to. Not me though. But that has that person that they're close
every
to.
Every what?
And not us though.
Yeah, I
don't know.
What? I don't know what you mean by everyone.
Not us though.
Nigga,
I mean,
stop.
Not me.
Cut the cameras.
Hold on.
You talking
about? Let me finish. I said, most people.
this nigga trying to implicate us.
Bro, can't just
out
say
of
people.
Nowhere.
No, nah, because he made a big deal by everyone.
Yeah, because it's everyone.
But do not people not have a good relationship with Like, okay.
Yeah, no, no, I know what you're saying. You do be having like your like your favorite person at work. Fair, like, if I tell you my current one, you laugh.
When the recent topics, I'll let you go, but just join on to.
No, I don't.
When the recent topics I even saw on the Twitter was people talking about being social at work.
Oh, okay. We're gonna enjoy this
one.
We got 5 minutes.
No.
Let's talk about. I won't even talk about my one.
Are you talking about that podcast video that of the?
I didn't see the subcontext. Where I just saw the tweets about being social at work and how it only takes 5 minutes.
There was basically a podcast video that dropped. I think it was three ladies on the podcast. I think one might be. I don't watch the podcast anyway. I just saw the clip, mm-hmm. and then the lady was basically saying. It's unfair and kind of irritating that basically the people that get promoted are the ones that are sociable at work. That promotion and pay and stuff is kind of dictated by the relationships. Well, she didn't say relationships, by like going out for drinks, XYZ, this, that, and the third. Mm. And she doesn't want to do that. And I guess I kind of heard her point of view, but at the end of the day, like, no, bro, like, what are you talking about? You play the game. You're complaining because you don't want to basically build, and no slight to her. You don't want to do that. But you can't then complain about Jill that went out to drinks with George, who's the director of so-and-so team, marketing team for so-and-so company. They had a grand old time as a team, building team, spirit and team unit. And she's going to be the first one that pops up on his mind when any type of promotion comes up because she's made herself already available. Mm. But yeah, some people are like, oh yeah, I don't want to have to go out for drinks or I don't want to have to, basically they don't have to play the game.
Mm.
And while I understand that people want promotion and advancement of their career to be solely focused on their accolades, like their work accolades, that's not how life is built on relationships. So I don't understand why
you've basically hit the nail on the head there. I don't need to say anything more because
it was a sorry.
No,
agree. it was an interesting thing.
If I'm gonna put anything on what you've said, it's that like people work better based on relationships. That's why that is rewarded.
Yeah.
Like the best person is the person that can relate to everybody. The best leader is the person that can relate to everybody. I mean, it's not the best performer.
I would even disagree, bro. I guess depending on what type of work you do in it, but I'd say the most effective person will probably be the person that gets along with everyone.
Like,
As someone to get the ball across the finish line, if you have good rapport with everyone,
then you're good.
You're gonna be
because usually everybody's about the same basic level
anyway.
There's some really, really high performers. You're about decent level anyway. So the person that stands out, the person that can actually reach out to everybody.
So it's
quite
kind
easily.
Of like I get why you'll be complaining, especially if you're an introvert and stuff, and especially if you're like if you bring different dynamics into it, for example, like your way of fun is not necessarily their way of fun.
There's like Muslims that don't drink.
And so we know what I'm talking about. I don't have to say, but like at the same time you have to kind of learn to play the game, not even play the game, but just play the game, for lack of a better word.
Yourself, do you think there's ways to get along with everyone, or do you reckon there's some people you just genuinely just don't click with?
I think there'll always be someone you don't click with.
Yeah, it's
you
don't click with.
That's just life, isn't it?
Definitely.
Having the majority of people on your side will do nothing but goodness for you. So
like the way it works, I believe, is how they've done us since school. We were literally like, we were factory manufactured to get to exactly where we are now. Everybody in your class in school, you know, like your class that goes around, there was people that you knew there that you did not get along with. If you ever had to be prepared to do group work with them in the class, you still do it when you
still do it.
Yeah.
That's literally all it is. Like you just have to be able to get along to get stuff across the line. You ain't gotta like people. Yeah.
There
are bare people that I don't like that smart. Okay, not bare people, but there's people that I don't have any kind of whatever with. Like get on the call with them, bust joke, whatever, get the work done.
Get the work done.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just talking about like, you know, how you have your favorite work people. So when I just started working where I work now, there's this lady that really like, she's a bit too blunt. She's a white woman, but like she's literally not everyone's cup of tea. She's basically Marmite. Mm. I like, she talks way too much. Like, she's always whinging about something. And it's because she's not permanent staff. Like, she's contracted for a while. But at the same time, like, she just moans and whinge about everything.
Oh, gosh.
Not always. Not if you end up bringing the team morale down. But, and anyways, like, I just happened to be sat with her next to her since I started. Because we basically hot desk, but people start having, like, favorites. And they're like, and then, like, she would say, initially, like, the first week, I found her, like, a little annoying. But, like, I could get on with her. She was just a very, very kind of, like, in-your-face woman. Like, really, she was a proper Karen. Mm. Do you know what I mean? But she's hilarious. Mm. She's so hilarious. And, like, if you actually listen to her, you're probably okay.
Yeah.
And we don't like the same things, but I think we like the same food. Like, she brings snacks and stuff. And, like, I'm one of the maybe three people that get on with her at work, and it's the most bizarre thing, because you would never put me and that's one of my favorite, like, we moved to another side of the office, and the person I went and sat with was the person I sat with from the whole team. But you know what I mean? It's so funny. She's like almost 60, but yeah, so funny.
Them be the funniest, I can't lie.
She
them veterans be the funniest.
They have too much life experience.
That's so, it.
Yeah.
So they can lie,
cracks me up.
Yeah.
We call this pod, we're
life
back.
Life
updates. Yeah, yeah. Sorry. Say what you said.
I was going to say life of a Karen, but go on.
Life of a Karen. Life update, we're back.
Life updates.
We're back. It's good to be back. It's been a while. It's good to be back.
We're dusting off the rust and, you know, oiling the walls again.
Facts.
Love it, man. Thanks for being with us.
So, rocking with Dumbfield Gang.
Catch you on the next episode.